Good morning and welcome to another episode of the Saved and Sassy podcast with myself, Randy Mendez, and Crystal Riley. Good morning, friend.
Good morning.
And good morning from Mexico. Last time you gave us like the beautiful palm tree background, and today you're kind of shorting us and we have like the hotel room background.
Yes. I don't have an ocean view today, so, you know. I mean, I do, but it would be hard to angle it and it's really noisy outside, so no. Yeah. No beautiful view today.
Oh, that's all right. As long as you get the view, right? So yep. Before we jumped on, we were just talking about what we want to talk about today. And we were going to talk about 1 Corinthians 13, which is really kind of known as the love chapter, right? The love chapter. And I have to tell you, my mom, when I was little, I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's like a little square picture and it has like 9 hearts in it. And it has the flowers around each heart. And so it says, you know, the love is kind, love is patient, love is kind, love is, does not envy, it does not boast. And then she was signed on the bottom, like, Randy, I love you so much, something. Anyhow, I had this for years and years, and I don't know if this ever happened to you, but over the years of like moving in life, somehow a handful of things have like went missing for me. And 2 of them are this picture my mom gave me. And 2, my grandma's cast iron, and both of them like haunt me. I'm like, how did I lose them? I held on to them for like a lifetime. So anyhow, I think we've all heard these sayings around love. We've all heard the Corinthians, right? The phrases in Corinthians, but something that I think I've leaned more into recently, Crystal, and tell me how you feel about this, but love is also honesty and transparency and accountability. And so it is all of these things, but like, I think a lot of times, especially as Christian women, we associate love with like full-on acceptance.
Yeah, but do you get full-on acceptance? I don't know if that's like a real thing. Is that an attainable thing? Isn't that why our identity is in Christ? Like, I think that I have this, I've had this realization probably in the last year, like, my identity is in Christ, so then I'm not seeking acceptance from other people or from my mom or my dad or whatever. And I have a lot of relationship issues with my family sometimes. And so I've really worked on my identity is in Christ, and He is the mother and the father. And so I'm not good at it. I'm still a work in progress, but just really working on and understanding that and not so much wanting that acceptance from family. And then that scripture, it's 1 Corinthians 13:4. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy and boast. It's not arrogant, rude. It does not insist on its own ways. It's not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Have you ever considered putting your name in there instead of saying love? Say, Randy is patient and kind. Randy does not envy or boast. Randy is not arrogant or rude. I used to pray that like over my kids, you know, and put their name in.
I like that a lot.
And it's just a different way of looking at that scripture, you know, because those are all things that God would like us to do. But I mean, we're in the flesh too. So
yeah. Well, that's exactly it. I mean, scripture keeps us working towards the word. And I think we all have to know that all of us are always going to be a work in progress, right? Mm-hmm. But I think that's so powerful. I think we could literally end the podcast right here, like that's such gold that you just gave, because it's like just praying that over your children, just praying that over yourself, right? To be patient, to be kind, to not envy, to not boast, to not be arrogant, to not be rude, right? That's really powerful when we word it that way. And then I think what we have to remember is that we are going to be in the flesh. And so there's absolutely going to be times that we're arrogant or that we're rude or that we envy or whatever the case may be. And then that's where we have to give ourselves grace and we have to circle back and we have to forgive ourselves and go back to who God calls us to be, right? And continually check ourselves and check our hearts. Is this the heart of God? Well, what is the heart of God? God's heart is patient. It is kind, right? So it's going back. So it's really one of those things too. And it's interesting because I see exactly what you're saying is like you immediately thought of it of like, do I get all those things? And me, I thought of it like, do I give those things, right? Like God's been doing some stirring in my heart about some past relationships. And I definitely know that I think this is where you really know you're doing a good job, like allowing God to stir within you, because my worldly flesh can list a million things that were done wrong to me, but that's not where God has me existing, right? God has me existing in all the things I could have done different. God is slowly showing me all the little kind things that were done for me or, you know, to me that I didn't pay as much heed to, and all the areas that I could have done better and I could have improved. And one of the things I want our listeners to take from this is that it is a little bit of a catch-22, because as God does the stirring inside of you and the convicting inside of you, and you grow deeper in his walk, like the areas for your own improvement and your area to love the way that God calls us to love becomes so much more clear. And a lot of times it comes with a little bit of pain. Like, why didn't I figure this out sooner so I could have done better by this person? Why didn't I figure this out sooner so this could have went this way? And we can't do that. We have to also equally, as we come into all of the love and we're able to exist in a place for others to have, you know, to give others this love and equally receive this love, we have to remember there is God's timing. God's timing is perfect. And so we can't convolute this stuff with like our worldly flesh or our worldly like regret. Do you ever feel like that?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, God is God. We have such a big God and he's so loving. And I think it's a constant battle. I think that goes back to Ephesians and it's the battle of flesh and spirit and flesh. Why am I drawing a blank on that? Spirit and flesh, is that what it is?
Yes.
you know, and praying the armor of God, or armor, the, that's how I'm talking today.
It's Monday morning.
but praying that armor over us and shifting that perspective, because it is a constant flesh and it's a spiritual battle, right? So we're constantly doing that battle. And I mean, there's only one perfect person, that's Jesus, but then we want to have a heart for Jesus. So yeah, it's a lot.
Well, and I think that one of the most powerful gifts, and I would argue one of the greatest gifts that Jesus gave us is love, right? It is love. And one of the most significant commandments is love thy neighbor. As you know what I mean? Love thy neighbor. And so really on this podcast episode, what we want to do is a couple things. We want to inspire you to, number one, take Crystal's freaking gold and pray that over your children, pray that over yourself, right? Speak that into existence. That's who you are. But also use it as a compass check to be walking in the word, right? Use it as a compass check with every situation. Am I being patient in this situation? Am I being kind in this situation? Am I being envious in this situation? Am I being boastful? Am I being rude? Am I being arrogant, right? So use it as a compass. And one of the things we've talked about in the podcast previously is that as Christians, it's so important for us to be responsive and not reactive. And this is one of those moments where it's like, okay, well, how do I do that? How do I move from being reactive to being responsive? This right here, this just going to Corinthians and cross-checking and saying, okay, I'm going to sit with this with you for a minute, God, before I respond, help me to respond patient and kindly. Help me to respond humble and not prideful, right? Like just coming through and then saying, have my actions up to here been this? And if you just sit with 10 minutes with God and you just go over this and say, I want to be responsive, but I want to be responsive with love, because your word calls me to be responsive with love, right? And don't dilute the fact that it can also come with clarity and accountability, because I would argue that clarity and accountability are love, right?
They are, prayerfully.
Right, prayerfully. I mean, well, it's
also open, and not everybody's open to receive, so you have to, you know, pray for God to have their hearts open too. And you know, pray for our hearts to be open. Like I do my best to be open to receive feedback, but I am not always. And
correct.
So then that causes the reaction, not a response. It causes a reaction. Yep. And so, yeah, being prayerful and then remembering not everybody is in our same spiritual path or walk and mm-hmm. things like that. So then, yes, we are called to point people back to the Bible, but I struggle with this whole thing. So anyways,
Well, yeah,
doing a short podcast today.
Well, the thing is, it's messy, right? And as long as humans are involved, it's always going to be messy. Yeah. And you're so right. Like I referenced in the start of this podcast, like timing can be tough because it's like we can walk through this stuff and we can feel it in our heart and our eyes for a relationship or a person can significantly change. And then we can have regret because it didn't change, you know, in what we feel is time. Well, it's the same thing when we have the conversation. So just as we have to want to have people to have grace for us that maybe we weren't where we should have been when we were, you know, going through something with them, we have to have that grace for others that they might not be there. And then again, we have to trust God's timing. God is the ultimate restorer. Like he is the redeemer. He is capable of bringing anything that he wants back to life and back to fruition. And so we have to trust that as well. And so again, you know, a lot of times this is where you have to be rooted in faith, because even when you are acting out love, as it's described in Corinthians, which is the ultimate pure love, right? And it's doing all the things right in love. We live in a broken world and we are humans. Therefore, it is going to be messy. And that's where you have to have the component of faith to know, you know what, mm-hmm. God, whatever this outcome is, I trust you in it. I'm going to do my best to be who you've called me to be. And I'm going to do my best to be this person that you've described I'm supposed to be when it comes to love. And I'm going to trust that my best is good enough for now. Or, you know what, I didn't do my best, but I'm going to trust that I know that I have your forgiveness. I'm rooted in your forgiveness and your grace, and I can only learn from it and do better going forward, right? And that's why everything has to have the faith component next to it. Otherwise, we will just get in this cycle of like beating ourselves up that we're either doing it too much, doing it too little, wrong timing, all the things, right?
Right. Oh, absolutely. Then that's where the enemy wants us, right? To sit and to spin and to keep going in those circles. And that's not where God wants us. God's a big loving God with lots of grace. And, you know, and I think he looks at our hearts and what's our heart intention. If our heart intention is to be mean or a jerk or I'm right, yeah. You're wrong, like that kind of thing, it's totally different perspective. If their hurt is because we love the person and we want to share God's love and we want to share what God's correction is, and then, you know, having God's permission to share too. Like I haven't been very good at this lately, but I used to try to be really good at this, but pray before I give feedback, right? Because not always does God want me to give my opinion.
We are the Saved and Sassy podcast, so... Oh. So there is probably a reason why we need to pray before we speak.
Yes. And I really need to shift my focus back to praying before I speak, so that I am, you know, that 1 Corinthians 13 verse 4. So I am patient and kind and loving and not prideful. And so I need to, this is a good podcast today because I need that reminder that I need to show up like that instead of showing up as my prideful self, right? I mean, I don't want to admit
pride.
That.
Oh, the pride. We should have a whole podcast on pride because it's a real thing.
It's a real series.
Yeah, the whole series. Yes, I agree. Well, you know, today we want to obviously keep it short and simple. Crystal and I both have fun projects going on and busy weeks, but we always love to have the honor to get to pop in here and to do our weekly podcast with you. So as always, you know, we want you to take some actionable steps from this podcast. So really learn to sit and pray, you know, whether it's before, you know, responding or if it's even each day at the start of the day, like God, as I go through my day, as moments come up, and as situations arise, before I speak, flood me, God, flood me with love, flood me with who you want me to be, with the thoughts you want me to have, the words you want me to have, right? So, and then when those bigger things come up, you know, it's okay to say, hey, you know what, I do want to respond to this, but I'm going to need to sit with it for a few minutes because it's so important to me that I respond to this the way that that God wants me to and not the way that I want to. So I'm going to circle back with you. It's okay to tell people I need some time before I respond. Mm-hmm. So make sure that you are getting to sit with God and you're getting to sit with scripture and ask God to show you how the scripture applies to the situation so that you're not going one too far to the left or too far to the right. And then remember, God's timing is perfect and grace is what we have to have for ourselves and for others, because ultimately we live in a broken world. And so it's always going to be messy as long as we're involved, right?
I Absolutely.
And then I would say those other action steps too are definitely pray this specifically over your children and over yourself, the way that Crystal did. I absolutely love that. Like, that's just going to embed that in their mind, and it's going to equip them to be responders based off of the word. And so that's going to be extremely powerful. So as always, if you are not in our Facebook community, the Saved and Sassy Society, make sure you jump over there. We would love to see you in our community. And if you're listening to this on our podcast, please be sure to leave us a review. It means the world to us when we know that we are making impact, because this is a passion project for us, and we're excited to see where God takes us. So on that note, Crystal, I hope you have a wonderful weekend in our week in Mexico, and we will see you guys next Monday.
Whatever. We'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week. Bye, guys.